Hachette Audio presents Robert Ludlum's The Bourne Betrayal, written by Eric Van Lustbader and read by Jeremy Davidson. The Chinook came beating up into a blood-red sky. It shuddered in the perilous cross-currents, banking through the thin air. A web of clouds, backlit by the failing sun, streamed by like smoke from a flaming aircraft. Martin Lindros stared intently out of the military copter carrying him upward into the highest elevations of the Simien mountain range. While it was true that he hadn't been in the field since the old man had appointed him to the position of Deputy Director of Central Intelligence 4 years ago, he'd made sure that he'd never lost his animal edge. He trained 3 mornings a week at the CI Field Agent Obstacle Course outside Quantico, and every Thursday night at 10, he washed away the tedium of vetting electronic intel reports and signing action orders by spending 90 minutes at the firing range, reacquainting himself with every manner of firearm, old, current, and new. Manufacturing action of his own served to assuage his frustration at not being more relevant. All that changed, however, when the old man approved his operations proposal for Typhon. A thin keening knifed through the interior of the CI-modified Chinook. Anders, the commander of Scorpion 1, the 5-man squad of crack field operatives, nudged him, and he turned. Peering out the window at the shredding clouds, he saw the wind-ravaged north slope of Ras Dashan. There was something distinctly ominous about